Election after election, politicians employ many of the same tried and true campaign techniques. The same kinds of TV and radio ads, appearances at local events, tasting local food and kissing local babies, and of course those memorable brief sound bites that fit so easily into the night's TV news and appear on everyone's lips for weeks afterward. But where did those sound bites begin? The answer might surprise you. You are listening to Echoes of History. I'm Anthony Wellman. 100 years ago, there was no internet, no TV, no radio. Even the movies were silent. The only way people could hear the voices of the presidential candidates was to attend the few public events where they appeared. That is, until a dealer for Thomas Edison's record company got the bright idea of selling phonograph records of the candidates to the public.
I can conceive of a national destiny surpassing the glories of the present and the past, a destiny which meets the responsibilities of today and measures up to the possibilities of the future.
The political soundbite may be traced all the way back to the presidential election of 1908, when the Democratic candidate, William Jennings Bryan, an accomplished political orator, if ever there were one, grasped the opportunity to make some records for Thomas Edison.
A republic in which every citizen is a sovereign, but in which no one cares to wear a crown.
His challenge was to reduce the lengthy, florid political verbiage of the day into speeches short enough to fit within the 2-minute playing time of Edison's records. So it wasn't TV news that spawned the soundbite, it was the phonograph record. Thereafter, when it came to the new media, politicians had to learn to say it short and sweet.
A republic whose history, like the path of the just, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Bryan's records caught on immediately. It wasn't long before the Republican candidate, William Howard Taft, added his voice to the records heard in cities, villages, and farms across America from phonographs in homes, schools, granges, and town halls.
Gentlemen, the strength of the Republican cause and the campaign at hand is in the fact that we represent policies essential to the reform of known abuses, to the continuance of liberty and true prosperity, and that we are determined, as our platform unequivocally declares, to maintain them and carry them on.
And so, the phonograph of 1908 was the first mass medium to bring the voices of the presidential candidates to the people, at the same time changing campaign oratory forever. These historic moments in sound are brought to you by the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, ARSC, working to save our audio heritage. Sound transfers courtesy of Archaeophone Records. For more information on the world of audio preservation, visit arsc-audio.org. This program was produced at Tabby Sound Studios.